to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the biggest pantula in the fucking world.
Yeah. Full respect on the name.
Where's
There it is, right there. It's right there.
See, that's what, that's when you should say, drop that fucking thing of yours.
Drop that thing of yours.
Drops it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome William Last KRM. AKA Mutsetse Rapper, eh?
Yes, you said it right, bro.
What other names you got? You got a lot, man.
Bro, I have Mutsetse Rapper, Tata, Shanami, Peanut Butter. I don't eat jam. Too many names, bro.
Yeah.
One of the handsome men in the world. Yeah, too many names.
Jesus.
But yeah, man.
I like Tata because you're Tata, eh?
Yeah, I apply lotion. I apply butter.
Where do you apply lotion, eh? Huh? I think it's tricky, that one. Where do you apply lotion? Looking at what on your phone?
You know, for the longest time, dog, I thought you were from South Africa, dog.
Yeah, everybody thought that, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not about where I'm from. You know, I'm as much as I'm humbled of where I'm from, but, dog, I'm just moving, you feel? Well, fans say whatever, how they feel, they're like, he's from here. Now I'm just pushing, you feel?
Yeah.
It's just a matter of you only live once, so you need to do whatever you have to do.
But it kind of makes sense, because you look like a Khoisan. You got a Khoisan vibe.
I'm half Egyptian.
Nah.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Yeah, I eat a living snake.
When I was listening to your album, bro, you were speaking some Zulu, some Xhosa.
Yeah.
Some Tswana as well. Obviously, Tswana.
Yeah, bro, you understand Tswana?
I understand it. I just can't. I'm not fluent at it. Mm. I understand it, but I can't reply.
You understand Libyan?
Yeah, which one's that one? There's Libyan.
Yeah, bro.
Eh? How does it sound like?
Yes. Yeah, but you see the album that dropped last year, and it was about my daughter, bruh.
Oh yeah,
the album is called William. So
yeah.
every song on that album was dedicated to her. So me speaking Zulu and Xhosa, I watch too much Bioscopes.
Oh.
So it's where I got that from.
So do you guys speak Zulu and Xhosa in Botswana?
Should I say mother of my child is Xhosa.
Oh,
for real, Xhosa.
Oh, damn, dog.
No, I'm talking about
you better make sure that money long, bro. So 2 weeks ago, I can't remember where we were flying to, me and Saul. And then
it was Egypt.
No, it wasn't Egypt. Nor was it Dubai. We haven't been to Dubai. We went to Dubai via transit.
Yes, we just saw the airport.
Duty free, that's it. So we're flying somewhere, right?
Yeah.
And then Saul's like, yo, William Last KRM won a Grammy. I'm like, oh, fuck, that's dope. Let me see. And then he showed me the video. It looks so believable. And I believed it because, like, you're a big star. You know what I mean?
It looked real, and it was conceivable because of, you know, how big you are.
Yeah, it looks real because, you know, I mean, William, but you try to look at him, he's like flying high. He broke a wing, but he's still flying high, if you know what I'm talking about, boy. Hi.
Every second, someone's like, yo, he's with Jay-Z. I'm like, no way.
Yeah,
it's like Trevor gave him the award. I'm like, no way. Yeah, it was crazy. That was dope, dog. That was dope.
Yeah, but listen, bro. As much as, you know, compliments and compliments and everything. Oh, yo, William, you don't beg. But I have a big team behind me.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it's just Ms. Dawi, Homer, that was what you talking about.
Yeah.
Dude with the thing, Remoro Visuals, is a team. Mm-hmm. You feel me? William Last, on the TV, you see me like, ah, damn, he's doing numbers. I have somebody on my, people on my back who like pushing me when I'm like, yo, I'm scared, they push me. I'm not trying to get emotional, but I'm just putting it out there already. William doesn't move alone. He has an entourage.
How crazy is that? when that video came out, it's so believable, but I think it will happen. I think you will win a Grammy one day. It's just a matter of time.
The sky is the limit, my guy. The sky is the limit. Yeah, the sky is the limit, bro.
Like, you knew that when you did that video, right? You knew that this is going to happen. It was just like speaking to the universe, right?
Yeah, I was talking to Jesus. I called him out.
Sent him a WhatsApp.
No, I called him because he doesn't like WhatsApps, but he doesn't reply. I called him. He's like, no, I got it covered. Yeah. Just make people see what is happening soon.
Yeah.
You feel? Yeah.
So. If you don't know this nigga and you don't know how big he is, let me just give you some numbers, yeah?
Yeah.
TikTok, how many people you got there?
2 million followers.
Fuck me.
Jesus.
Fuck you. Why are you saying fuck me, bro? I mean, we don't have a lady here. Why? Be nice, man.
Sasa.
Yeah, I got 2 million followers, bro.
Damn. Are you monetizing on TikTok?
Mo. Are we? Yeah, we are.
So you can monetize on TikTok?
You can, bro.
Shit, bro. We gotta get on TikTok.
There's way when you go live, there's I don't know how many, when whichever number people view your life, this is how I know. I don't know if it's true. The number that people view your life, the amount of money that comes in, is the same as YouTube. When you reach a million views, there's a certain amount. It's the same as
TikTok.
Yeah, the more interactions, the more.
But how? Because with YouTube there's ads. On TikTok there's no ads.
There's ads.
The ads.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
But you know, like ads on my phone, everything I got here, ads play everywhere. But Facebook, but like they play everywhere. You can't watch a music video
without an ad.
Without an ad, bro.
Yeah.
When you're scrolling, you see. Ah, there's too many ads, bro.
Yeah. When you're in Botswana,
when you just ordered KFC, you see a chicken licking ad, you're like, ah, should have gotten chicken licking.
Facebook, how many people you got on Facebook?
2.8 million followers.
Damn, dog.
You know there's likes, people.
Yeah,
and then there's followers.
So your followers, like your page is 2.8
million. 2.8
million. That's crazy. YouTube?
More than 200,000. Subscribers.
And you're monetizing on all these platforms?
Yes.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
Damn. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
No wonder that Xhosa lady ain't going nowhere.
The Xhosa in-laws.
Yeah. And then let's talk about your cosigns. You've had I lost count how many cosigns you got.
Mm.
Just tell me, top of your head, something that you can remember. Chris Brown, obviously.
The cosigns, what do you mean?
Like they posted your stuff.
Yes, he posted my stuff.
Yeah. But he removed it afterwards, isn't it?
Yeah, but he did. There was a bit of a feud between Botswana and SA. They were saying I'm from this side. The other country was saying I'm from this side. The thing is, I don't know why he took it down. Because I tried to call him like, yo, why did you take it down, bro?
Yeah.
He didn't pick up. But I don't know why he took it down. But, you know, that time, the
momentum.
Wait,
so what was happening? So Botswana was saying you're from Botswana. And then SA was saying you're from SA.
Yeah.
Shit, what would it
be? What was this? In the comments?
In the comments, bruh.
Oh, but why would people say
dog,
from SA?
Bruh, now what I was mad at Chris Brown. Like, yo, why are you taking down the video, bruh? Yeah. I mean, I got you airtime last night. Why are you? I got you that to post that video, bruh. Oh, what's wrong with you, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know why he took down the momentum, bruh. The time that the video was up, bruh. It did numbers for me.
Yeah, of course.
You know, as much as I'm humbled for that time. You know, I'm grateful for that.
Who also gave you a cosign? Let's go through the name. Zools.
Okay. It was back in 2018. You know, I started doing this comedy thing in 2017.
Oh, nice.
But in 2018, Pearl Tuzi. Yeah.
Oh, Pearl Tuzi. Oh, wow.
The Yellow Bone Lady.
Yeah, she posted me,
Queen, but Zool, it was just a meme.
Yeah.
And then Double HP, before he passed away, he once posted me also.
No ways.
Yeah, bro.
Wow, and then,
Yeah,
right. There's also Manaka Ranaka. Do you know her?
Oh yeah, the How It Feels video. You don't know the song, bro?
No, I know the song. I'm gonna get into the song. It's one of my favorites, dog. Fucking love it.
You know the song?
Yeah, with your daughter in the shack.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
And your big.
You can know
well.
The. No, yeah. Yeah, bro.
It's a sad song.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very sad song.
Very sad song. But it's fucking beautiful. Love the beat.
Shout
everything.
Out to shout out to Show Mikas. That's.
Okay, shout out to Showmaker.
Say it to the camera, bro.
Hey, I'm scared. Showmaker. He's a punzel. I feel like he's about to stab me if I
don't. Hey.
No, I left my gun at, my knife at the house, bro.
Oh, that'll copy from Tito.
Tell the people, shout out to the
Showmaker. Yeah, shout out to you, my niggas.
Tango.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey.
You know, like when you are a funny guy, you can't communicate anything like real, anything emotional. So you know, the music side is the other side that I can communicate something that's on my chest. So the video, bruh, the team knows what I'm going through or what I've been through. So they were like, yo, bruh, let's put this.
But you have me leaving confused, right? Because with comedy, you're making me laugh, right? And you like kind of act like a fool or whatever.
Exactly
right?
What I'm saying.
Right? But then in the music, you're talking about serious shit.
Duh.
So I'm like, yo, yo, which one is this?
Dude, like Gary, he almost committed suicide, contemplated selling drugs, and you're like, oh, this guy's a happy guy. Mm. But the music is so much sadness.
We all got demons. We all have problems. But it's about how we, like a friend of mine once told me, you can't be soft in life, you feel. Some of the guys who's here, you can't be soft in life, bro. You have to be like, man up, bro. Because if you keep crying, bro, who's gonna take you somewhere you want to be? You feel? If you get it as a, how nangwana? Oh, I was trying to speak Zulu.
Yeah.
I just slipped my tongue.
Yeah.
You can't be soft in life. We have problems. For sure. Relationship problems or money problems.
For sure.
I mean, people out there not money problems for me yet.
What's that?
We have problems, but it's about how you tackle it.
For sure.
And if you show another man that you are weak, yo, bro, they will step on you.
Yeah.
Every time they want, they'll step. They even step and they even show you their boss. Like, look, I'm man enough. You feel? Don't show another man you are weak,
bro. Bro, I gotta say, that was probably one of the most heartwarming songs of the year, bro. Like, when I saw that video and I heard the track and what you were saying and the message at the end to your daughter, you know, I was like, wow.
But you know, like, this is deep. I don't watch that video anymore.
For real?
Yeah. I can watch the video, but at the end, that part, the message to my daughter, hey, bro, I never watched that part, bro.
Yeah,
because it's reality.
Dog,
you feel.
It's deep, man.
You can't, because when you have a kid, bro, you know for sure you won't be here one day.
Mm.
You're gonna leave Earth.
Let's do a deep dive on that song, man, because it's one of my favorite songs that you've done, as well as the other one.
Is it well, Tinto? I said we should Tinto. Do a vibe.
Tinto, yeah, Tinto's a big one.
Tinto, ne?
Yeah,
yeah. I like Tinto as well.
Tinto's huge.
Let's go through the lyrics of that song. Do you remember the lyrics?
Yeah.
Okay, how does it go?
What, the emotional one?
Yeah, how it feels.
It says, it's the William to the last, bro. Everything happening done prayed for. How I take it to the top like a top dog. Then I beat my chest like King Kong. People say my face got a built tongue. Everybody
whoa,
saying
whoa,
that.
Whoa, your face got a built tongue.
Built, you know what a built tongue is?
Yeah,
back at school. Like back at school, bro, you know, back at school. My science teacher used to say my face is like a biltong, like my freckles. Yeah, that's what
your teacher.
My science teacher, man. God.
Fuck her, bro.
Fuck him or her.
Yeah, man, I'm from the church. Bro, I'm just here from the church service. Stop saying fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh. Like, you know, but I'm grateful for that teacher also. You feel like she gave me lines for me to use because that song was incomplete. Then I remember, the science teacher, shout out.
So she said it in front of the whole class?
Yeah, bruh. You know, like, even at school, when I lived, what did they call it?
Orientation.
Orientation.
Yeah.
But there was a time where we were coming from the class, we were going to the hall.
Yeah.
But I'm with a lot of guys here, and then she points me out. She's like, yo, like the body. The body means freckles, but in a way, bad way. She's like, yo, the body, you can't know now. Bruh.
Maybe she wanted your chops, bro.
My what? Let me take off the glasses. What, she wanted my what?
Your chops.
What's chops, bro?
Like, she wanted to tussle you. Like, she wanted to rock you.
No.
You guys had no chemistry.
From the start, bro.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, chemistry.
Science.
Physics teacher.
Physics.
Hey,
biology. Reproductive system. Oh, So, the lines goes like, should I continue?
Yeah.
Wait, before that, like, were you teased as a kid about your freckles and your gap and stuff like that?
Yeah, bruh.
For real?
Yeah, dog.
What were they saying? What's the worst thing they said?
The body, bruh.
Yeah, not the science teacher. I'm saying the other kids.
The other dog. We are making them big now. Wherever they are watching this, like, oh yes.
We don't know their names.
We don't care. They lose this, man.
No, they used to say, well, like the size of my body. They used to say I'm skinny like a chopstick, had like a toothpick.
Ah, it's not bad. I'm a toothpick. Have you seen me?
Nah, bro. Imagine somebody saying that, and there's like ladies here, bro. Hey, chopstick. And you try and look cool like you.
Yeah.
But I've heard the worst talk.
Yeah.
But now if you roast me here, talk. What are you talking about, bro?
Yeah.
Hey, roast me. Just roast me. Tell me after if I'm well done or what, and then I can leave.
Would you do a roast though?
I can't roast. I only can roast myself. I can't roast somebody else.
Oh, shit. That's
even
crazy.
My stand-up set is just me.
Yeah. So you make fun of yourself.
Exactly.
All right, continue with the lyrics. Let's go.
People say my face got a built on,
yeah.
Everybody saying that, little dumb cop. How the hell you talk crap about me, bro? Please, next thing, when you see me, cop a photo. Okay, I started by myself for the bottom. All my fake friends from the past had a cut them.
Hey, you had fake friends as well? Bro.
Let's go.
Bruh, you from Africa, bruh. Yeah. If you African, you should know what it is. Somebody behind, somebody you call best friend whose that goal is to like mess your life up, bruh. Why are you asking obvious questions?
How did you cut them off, bro?
I blocked them, man. You block, you delete, you everywhere you undo, you put you cut them off, bruh. You don't need to tell them, what, yo, we are done. This is not a dating relationship. You just cut them off. You don't talk to them. Because if you know how they behave around you, and then how they behave when you are not around, that's a fake friend, bruh. Somebody who talks good when you are here.
Hey, talk.
When you are not here. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you always paying for the bill, wherever you guys go with your friends?
No.
Or they pay for the bill as well?
Yeah, because it's the same team.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Trevor Noah has to pay the bill sometime, right?
Yeah, even Miss Dowie has to pay for the bill sometime. Everybody pays the bill, right? It's boys.
Yeah. Fuck, man. Imagine being his friend, dog. That must be so cool.
Yeah.
How is it? Let's ask the team.
It's lit.
Yesterday I was watching it, I swear.
Yo, he broke it. He almost broke his
head. Oh, because he was laughing
but
so much.
But he's used to me, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, he's known me for like 3 years now, but he's still.
So, do you still have friends now, like, that you've known, like, in Botswana since? Yeah, day ones, yeah.
Day ones?
Yeah.
These are my day ones.
No, man. Hey, you love your team. This guy.
You met him 3 years ago, man. You met him 3 years ago, man. Come on. Come on, bro.
Well, I don't have anybody I've been. No, I don't have anybody, though.
For real.
I don't have. No, I don't have.
No day ones. No one before the fame.
No, I just have day twos, day threes. Day nines. Yeah,
it happens. It be like that sometimes, eh? So?
Yes.
Yeah, because with sometimes. Me, you know, when I say you my day one, the only day ones people I call day ones is just my brothers, like people I was born, my siblings.
Yeah, and that's family, my obviously, ones. Your mom and whatever, yeah. Mm. All right, let's go, carry on, let's go.
Where were we?
Friends, cut them.
Yeah, and then, what? Man, I had to cut them. These days, focus on a prayer and a Bible.
That one, I don't understand.
Yeah, that line
translation.
That line means, like, friends can still pull you back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same as fake friends. Like they, yes, man, you're African, man.
But you mentioned Bible.
Yeah, these days focus on a prayer and a Bible. I believe in a prayer. You
okay.
Feel? Yeah, I believe in praying. I believe every time I pray, even if, you know, when you pray, you're like, yo, Jesus, please, I want to see a big ass here.
Me?
No, I'm saying we pray different. We ask for stuff.
Yeah, but why are you saying big ass with me?
I don't know why that came about.
What is a
I don't know
ass,
what,
bro.
Where
you that's feel. It.
So I believe in a prayer.
Yeah.
So I believe everything that's happening now is because of, I'm not saying I prayed for everything that's happening now, just, I pray and ask for protection for wherever I go, for everything that I'm doing. I pray that whatever I'm doing, it reaches people out there. You feel? So I believe in that. You feel?
Yeah. And then what about your ancestors? Do you believe in that?
I do.
Oh yeah.
Full time.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. 1,000%, bro. Yeah. I believe.
Unali buloy ko Botswana? Is there buloy?
Hey, Lantabani.
Bro, you are African, bro.
We've never been that side, you know, so we're curious.
There's buloy.
No, I'm not saying there's buloy in Botswana, bro. I'm just saying you are African. You should know this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with you, boy? I don't know.
Hey. We should pay a visit.
Yeah, yeah, we've got chillers that side, definitely.
All right, cool. Let's go on with the song, yeah? Mm-hmm. Bible.
My father always told me before lo moralo ish e ba re ke moralo go se gela ne ke fa ke sa batle mo botshelo ke kwalela nkhone ko tirong ko lekwalo. My brother always told me, you gotta roll the dice or you gonna pay the price. You gotta be a thou, show them that you got pride. Cause these humans ain't nice. They be yet to let the level. They just wanna see you dead. All the negatives, don't take them to the head. You know sometimes life just ain't fair. Can't believe the fact that my uncle is dead. Yeah. Hey. Yo, you gotta teach me, man. Shit.
Damn. When your uncle passed away this year, ne?
No, bro. He long passed away 2015.
2015.
Yeah. But you know, not to be, how could we say we're doing this a vibe?
Yeah.
But not to be emotional. Like, you know, when he left, when he died 2015, I was still schooling. I had like another year to complete school. Yo, bro, like everything of mine just went shallow, bro.
Damn.
Everything.
Were you guys close?
Too much close, my guy.
Yeah.
Like even my, you know, my girl game went low. Damn, why?
Yeah, no wingman, bro.
Everything went down, you feel? But yeah, bro. Because at the end of the day, we all, you're gonna leave one day.
Of course. Damn.
So it was about me, how do I honor him? This is what he would love for me to do. I know he's proud of me wherever he is. So
of
I
course,
have to, like,
man. Pow. Yeah, show him some love. Yeah?
I mean, like, that, it's like 90% of my songs is, I always keep saying uncle or my little man. Yeah.
Do you think,
even,
like,
even I bet even in heaven or wherever he is, he's playing Jesus the song, he's like, he's talking about me. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think he's like a father figure you never had?
What did you eat, bro? I'm hungry. Order something.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, he's ordering. Continue.
Yeah. You don't answer that one.
Bro, I'm hungry. Continue. Come on now.
I'm hungry for answers.
I'm waiting for food, bro.
Hey, how's your relationship?
Let's continue. So should I go to the second verse?
Yeah, I can go to the second verse.
Alright. Yeah, I'm still waiting for you to make me remember.
My uncle died.
No, the second verse. It starts in Setswana.
Okay.
Yeah. That's like in the middle of the verse. Bro, I was saying ha ke rate go skima le batho ba batumileng de me tseke da di humile ga ke gane a matshwere tshu di tsala tse di sokolang never ke bala tle ko lapeng ga ke bala bala thata. All I think about is how's my mom. I'm just hoping that the day seeing Chris little longer to see her granddaughter grow up. All I ever wanted was to be a dad.
Yeah.
Hoping that my child never see me mad.
Eish.
So the mom best. Ah, bruh, you are getting. Ah, this song is getting to me now. Ah, let's go to Ting Tung now.
Yeah.
I was saying, what was that? All I ever wanted was to be a dad. Hoping that my child never see me mad. So the mom best thing that I ever had. If I kill your dreams, that's my bad. Yeah, she ain't never played hard to get. That's why I had a holler back. I ain't really trying to break Nagara hell. Hagirate chebe chebe ngaro dollar make. Okay, cause gela niki gaulang gausa. Science teacher and I rata kun clown. Every time. Hey, well, I got buns. Now, I just realized, like, I got buns.
Yeah.
Hey, I was like, cause gela niki. Cause girl and you long cows. Science teacher and I rata clown. Every time I think about it, I keep playing fella once unannounced. I'm just I'm just hoping when I die, I give a call hele. Nagi rapela and zati little penny. They probably thinking that is setting this tea. Yeah, bro, please, William, let's stop, bless the.
Pause, my dog. Hey,
drop that fucking thing off yours, there. Oh man.
What? Oh, he's gonna play on the. I was like, you drop him, but it's silent.
Bro, one thing about you is you love your daughter, bro. How's fatherhood been to you, man?
Dog, it's a blessing, dog. Because that's, when you look at your child, not to be vulgar, but you like, these are my nuts.
Yep.
For real, bro. You like, that's my ball, right? You feel by your dog, like a. You see her playing around, you like, nuts, sit down. But bro, I love my daughter, dog. There's nothing I wouldn't do for her, dog. Like, I'm going to offer her my, bro, it's not even your job. It's like my responsibility from the start when her mother was pregnant. Like, it's not even something you need to be told as a, you're expecting a child. You don't need to be told. That kid is a blessing, bro. A child, I believe that, like, I'm romantically, weirdly, comedically a guy. You feel I can go to a route where you like, damn, this guy went there. What? How? Like, as a father, bro, a child is a blessing from God.
Of course.
Yeah. It's a blessing. When you have a child, because look at other guys, they can't have babies because the health issues or whatever, and then you get blessed with a child. Look at that, though. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm at.
How did you meet your baby mama?
What do you mean, how did I meet?
Like, where do you guys meet?
Huh? What are you talking about? What? Well, we met at a mall in Botswana.
Oh, at a mall in Botswana. So she stays that side? Okay.
You have a child?
Yeah. I got a son.
For real?
Yeah, he's got a daughter.
How many years?
5.
Hela. What?
3.
Hela.
So at the ball, do you go up to her? Do you go up to her?
What?
Your big mama?
Yeah, bruh. That's why I have nuts, man. I have balls, bruh. I went to her, bruh, you know.
Yeah. No. Did she recognize you? Did she know
who
you
were? I was like, can't. I said, oh. She like, take me now. No, the thing is, she already knew me. Yeah. Apparently, we've met a couple of times, but she told me we met a couple of times. Nah, I didn't recall. But that day was, I guess it was meant to be. It's like, let me holler, you know?
And how long did she wait before you can hit it?
Hit what, bro?
You know, the tsa-tsa.
Hit what? Yo, bro, you know, like, I left some food in the fridge, bro. No. Continue.
But you know what? You gotta get a DNA test, dog. Because there's no way that's your daughter. She's so cute, bro.
That's my daughter, bro.
Yeah, he's gotta. Have you seen her?
Yeah.
I don't need a DNA test. DNA test,
bro. These were nuts, bro.
Are you sure? That's yours, dog.
Bro, why? Continue, come on. The pizza is on the way, right?
Okay, let's talk about Tinto.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know about you, so, but fuck the graphics on that. The way you shot it, the song,
the wardrobe.
The wardrobe was probably like one of the best videos I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
The song itself, bro.
Ah,
how did the song come about?
Instant.
There's a song called Tinto Beget Botswana. There's a duo they used to call. What? Yeah, in the man, my anger. They used to call my team. So they did the song. The song, old school song, is called Tinto.
Yeah.
So they were on the song, they were saying Tinto is a lazy guy who can't work. So I did something opposite. I was like, okay, me, I'm the opposite Tinto. I would go to work. I would, if I'm late, I would bath when I came back. As long as I secure the bag.
Yeah.
Secure the bag, boy.
Secure the bag.
So.
But it's got a lot of Kwaito influence.
Where?
Tinto.
Where?
Like Bonsula vibes.
Where? You mean the video?
Yeah,
the video, yeah.
I mean, I'm a thug, bro. Like, I forgot my knife. I would show you, right? Anybody got a knife?
No, yo, I, yo.
Guys.
No, I. Yo, oh, came with Okapis. Yo. In SA, Okapi is an event.
Is it what?
It's an event. There's an event called Okapi. Y'all came with the real Okapis. Yo.
Ah, but that's nothing. Where's my sledger?
Hey, what now?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, like, as much as I'm as a rapper, as a what?
Sure.
Like, back at, even now, but I like. Kilinyoro.
Yeah.
Kilinyoro from way back. My first brother, my mom's firstborn, is like top notch. What you saw on that video is not that nigga dress is top notch, bro.
Yeah.
So like, yeah. So Kilinyoro Kafelarama. KRM stands for Kafelarama Panto.
Yeah.
So
it was quite big in Botswana.
What do you mean?
Like during the era of Kwaito, you know, like the Boom Shaka days.
Nduma Silela days.
Yeah,
Tiki
was big in
yeah. Yeah.
For
but yeah. Yeah, it was big.
Because that looks like a quite a video, bro.
Yeah, it could be like a TKZ video back. Like Kalama Pantula, it reminds me of Kalama Pantula, you know,
Yeah.
It's exactly like that.
Is it true Ambitious wanted to sign you?
Did you answer the call from Universal? Did you take the call from Universal?
You know we can't hear him because he's got no mic, right?
Yeah. Bro, there's no extra mic. There's the thing what Ambitious just posted on Twitter. It was like, is there anybody better than William Last Kiaram that side?
Mm.
Yeah. It was just a post.
And so they never hit you up, nothing?
No. I don't know.
Would you consider it if they
media.
Did? Would you consider it if they did?
I mean, I have the team here. What do I need? I got everything here, so I'm done. I'm good.
Yeah. That makes sense. You're independent, man, and it's working.
Yeah.
How was it working with Kulichana?
What?
How was it working with Kulichana? Because he's on the album.
But you know, I've never met Kulichana in person, eh?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like we it was just phone calls, like, yo, please jump on the song. He's like, yeah, let's do it. And then bruh. I've never met Kulichana, I've never met Boiti
in
person, but I have songs with them.
Well.
Yes.
But I have songs with them. So it's a vibe, bruh. Like some dog, you know who Kulichana is, dog?
Yeah.
Bruh.
The goat.
Was he
back at school, you remember the Mnate Bawe? I was still schooling when that song dropped, bruh.
Yeah.
Yo, I was like, who's this, bruh?
Yeah.
And then he dropped those era happily happy.
Happily happy.
Oh, yes.
Where you put like too many different goats in one song. Bro, why are there flies here, bro?
This is Africa, man. You should know.
All right. All right.
Hey, how much do you charge for features?
Did you give him the mic? He'll answer you.
Yeah, come. Yes.
Yeah, this is... Director Mo, yes.
It's Director Mo, but now he goes by the name of Miss Dawi.
No, you can just speak from there, it's fine. Cool. How much does William charge for features?
To be honest, with features, it depends. It's like, I want to create with you, what's your vision? How much effort do you put into your art? I need to relate to you and your art, you know what I'm saying? It's not about a price. Sometimes you put a price and then somebody says, I can't afford it, but you don't really like the art. You know what I'm saying? This way, I feel like it's you disrespect the artistry in you when you do something you don't like. You get
So in a nutshell, it's free.
It is free when the energies are right and the art connects. Yes.
Lovely. Okay, so it's free. All right. No, that's pretty dope.
Bruh, I mean, did you even hear the whole?
Are there any other guys you hit up before Kulichana that you wanted to work with from this side?
Yo, you got a tissue, bruh. I don't know if I'm trying to be emotional.
Are you being serious?
No, it's just my mucus almost coming out. Why was your cousin again?
Any other cats before Cooley or even after that you've hit up from this side who you wanted to work with?
Yeah.
Who?
Should I name them?
Yeah, bruh.
I've hit up William Last KRM for a while, dog.
Oh, wow, William.
Bruh. Like, it's been like 6 months, bruh. I even tried to call Miss Dawi. He doesn't take my calls, bro. No, I've hit up... Like back in 2018,
yeah.
I've hit up Reese. I've hit up Rick.
Oh, dope, dope.
That's the only people I remember.
And they don't respond?
I haven't checked. Because you know when you start.
DM, you can't even go through it.
When you start, nobody knows you, you're trying to make sure somebody pushes you. It's the same as the feature. You like feature somebody big and then they put you on.
100%.
The cosign.
Everybody goes that route.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel? That was me that time.
Yeah. Where were you when you found out that you nominated for the South African Hip Hop Awards?
I was here.
Yeah? And how was that?
I'm excited, bro. What a nomination.
Yeah.
Oh, I was that side, though.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus, take the wheel. But it's humbling, dog. It shows what I'm working, dog.
Yeah.
You feel? Like I'm saying, the sky's the limit. If like you have a dream, you wanna reach a certain point, you wanna go to Hollywood, what happens when you get there? Are you gonna stop? No.
Yeah.
You go. If you wanna make a million, if you get a million, what happens? Do you wanna stop? You want more. Yeah. So the sky's the limit, bro. Just keep going, bro. Until you die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come you've never won any awards from Botswana? Because you've been nominated for so many awards, but won nothing.
I've won a Grammy.
Oh yeah. That's all that counts.
I won a Grammy.
Is that the answer?
Yeah, bro.
So man, no ways, dude. You're like the biggest act we know this side from Botswana. No ways, you're not getting awards back home.
The only person I have to prove myself that I'm better to is myself and my kid.
Mm.
Everything I put out. The next thing that I put out has to be better than the last one. Me winning awards, losing or whatever, it's a trophy, bruh. If it's there or it's not there, it doesn't pay your rent or it doesn't buy you anything. It doesn't buy you, bruh, I go.
Yeah.
My kid and myself, that's the only people I have to prove myself. If you are saying, bruh, you are funny, but I think you are ugly, that's you, bruh. Mm-hmm. The only person I need to improve my, like, to, I need to be a man, I need to, next thing I put out needs to make sense more than the last one. That thing itself, it gets bookings or features or whatever, gets money. For who? Myself and my daughter.
Yeah.
That's what that matters. See, trophies, Maggie, is nothing.
The way we always remind ourselves when we move forward is like, when you deliberately seek positive energy in your life, you in a sense tune your vibrational tuner into more positive stuff that happens in your life.
Exactly.
You can tune yourself negatively also, but as long as you tune your vibrational tuner that you only want to see positive in you and in the people around you, this is exactly what's going to happen.
True. I like that, man.
This interview is nice, dog. This is like, can we do 9 hours? That is a fire, bro.
That's how we roll, man.
Yeah.
Tell me, how does it feel to have Botswana on your shoulders, bro? Because, like, I don't know anyone as famous as you from Botswana.
Yeah.
You're probably the most famous, right?
Right now, yeah.
I don't do that, man. Say it again.
I mean, he's more followed than the whole population. He has more followers than all the population of
Botswana.
Bro, you see? Whoa.
Yes, sir.
Yo.
He's got more followers than Botswana's population.
More than double, actually.
Whoa.
That's crazy. That's a lot of pressure, then.
The only thing I have on my back is my daughter.
Who's famous from...
You're nuts. He's carrying his nuts on his back.
What?
You said you're
talking. Oh yeah. So, now it's like, how can my nuts be here and be here also?
From Botswana also, there's Benti. He's also in South Africa here.
Yo, shout out Benti, bro. Yeah. Benti from the White. So if you're watching this, just go on Facebook and search Benti, or go on your social media. Bro, that guy is sick.
Who else is famous from?
Then there's ATI. ATI is one of the greatest artists I've ever met.
Bro,
that guy is like.
We have ATI, eh?
Yeah.
We have Benti. We have
that. What's up? That guy?
We have What, who?
That guy who featured the AKA on that. What's up? Or maybe Zeus. Old school.
Oh, Zeus.
Yes.
Zeus.
Oh,
Zeus. Yes. Remember Zeus. Yes. Yeah.
Mm, who else?
Isn't Tandy
and then we
Newton
have my producer. Shout out my producer,
Tandy
fella.
Tandy Newton. Is she from Botswana?
Who?
Tandy Newton, the American actress. She's from here.
American?
Yeah, she's from Botswana, I think so.
The
yeah.
only Botswana actress I know here is Sharon Maran, the one who acted on Movango. Right? Mm. Yeah, Sharon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
is
then
it Possibina
there's
also?
Eh?
Mm. Possibina.
I have no idea.
The one who you saw na lady, heavily sent.
Oh, yes, yeah. Naledi. Na
yes.
Lady. Major League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Pene Pono Pono?
Pene Pono Pono.
We don't know. We don't know.
Eh?
We don't know.
Who's that?
Let me know when you ask another question.
The manager's going.
And the manager's like, Tumak.
Let's Google Pene Pene Pono.
Pene Pono Pono.
We gotta find out who the fuck that is. Is that an artist?
Pene Pono Pono.
Like, Skoro Skoro movie.
Skoro Skoro movie.
Oh.
Who is it?
How do I spell Pene Pono Pono?
Yeah, you spell it P-E-N.
Where did you get this, bruh?
Yeah, do my research, dog.
Ah, that's the shit, dog.
So you don't have to tell us.
I can even. When
you can
ask,
either Google it or you can.
That's
tell
why.
Us.
That's. What, bro? I'm talking about you, bro. When, like when you ask me questions, like you know me, bro.
No, man, I'm getting. I don't think I'm putting the right porno, porno. No, man, I'm getting other stuff.
No, just
here.
Say, listen. Let me pass me the phone. All
right, cool.
I'm getting like some okay, X videos.
Yeah.
You saw that? You saw? Yeah, Neil was searching as well.
Oh, he's a porn star.
So what? But I'm trying to say.
Wait, Doc. Now, just.
Yo, bro, why is.
My phone is a bit weird.
What XXX?
Possum.
Hey.
Hey, man. Yeah, all right, look. This one is even more weird.
Let's finish with this one.
He needs to answer this question.
What's this website called? Bambros.com.
Bang Bros?
XXXXX.
Yeah, that's what you get when you put Pene Pono Pono. Okay.
Is it most searched? XXX. Oh, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, search it there. Pono, pono, pono.
This is it.
This is Pene Pene Pono.
Can you see it?
Bruh, tell him to read it out loud. That's the most followed kid in Botswana.
Oh, it's his daughter.
Oh, you gave me the wrong spelling, man.
No, it's his daughter.
Oh.
Talk about it. The most followed baby in Botswana.
He's taking an off-ramp.
Oh, he's avoiding Pene Pono Pono.
Yeah. Yeah, these are the last questions.
Hey, man.
Vibe, Pono.
Okay, tell me, how has director Mo and your team like influenced your career?
We're gonna spend a night here, dog.
Yeah. Did you start with them or did you start with like a cell phone?
What is a cell phone? Yo, no, you don't remember, bro? There's a video I did, bro. Every time I watch it, I'm like, why? Why did you? I'm like. You remember a Nokia
S3? Yes.
But I used to shoot with that phone,
oh,
bro.
For
every time I watch that video, I'm like, mm.
And you can't delete it.
It's history. Like we have, okay, we have the show makers, ne?
Yeah.
We have our more visuals.
Mm.
The thing is, at the house, bro, it's a vibe all the time. You feel like it's like we childish, eh? That's how I would explain ourselves. Like we childish, but when it comes to work, when it comes to respect, you know, like the whole team, you know, like the word respect, bro.
Mm.
If the word respect, don't just say it, do it.
Mm.
You feel put respect on the name. We have Bogang, us. The whole team. Listen, dog.
Yeah.
This is my camera again.
Yeah.
Like the whole team. These guys, they are one of the reasons I'm still breathing. You feel?
Dope.
Likewise.
I would have long just killed myself.
No, bro.
For real.
We can't
I would
have
have
that,
long,
bro.
No, these guys, it's Showmakers and Hameda. Let's not. This is Ms. Dawi's brother.
Mm.
Because of these guys, dog.
Are you telling me you've had suicidal thoughts, bro?
There's a lyric in one of his songs, man. There's a lyric, yeah. There's a lyric,
you.
He says that.
Not you, William, bro.
Who's that comedian who killed himself when back then?
Robin Williams.
Not him.
Robin Williams,
yeah.
Because the thing is, when you look at us, yeah. There's the other side, you feel, but we're talking about these guys. These guys did the reason why I'm still here. You know, I wanted to quit comedy, music and everything. I was like, this is not
at the height of your career.
Yeah.
Damn.
Just this year, bro.
This year.
I was like, why am I doing this in the first place? And then they came along, they're like, yo, let's come to Joburg.
Yeah.
Bruh, once I landed here, even before I came to the house where they bought it.
For sure.
When I landed at the airport, dog, I was like, dog, imagine I would have missed on this.
Oh, yes.
I went to Dubai, dog.
Yes.
Secured the bag, of course.
For the expo.
Yeah, I went to Dubai, dog. Like, listen, there's more to life than just... Bruh, four guys.
Yeah.
It's like they pulled me out of the pool because I can't swim. They pulled me out at a point where I was like, yo, I was low. I didn't want to talk to anybody.
Damn.
They forced themselves to me. They're like, bruh, you said you need us. Why are you putting, like, come on, bruh.
Yeah.
I don't even have to explain. Like, I've already said enough about them.
Damn, dog. But don't you think you have to tackle the pain straight on? Because I think you know where the pain comes from.
That's what they made me realize.
You're tackling the pain, he's tackling the mic straight on.
That's why they made me see, you feel, because you know when you say, I'm low white, I need cuddles. You need to know why are you low. First things first, you need to know why are you low, why are you sad. Because there's always a reason. Doesn't matter, is it old, it's from back then, your background. There's always a reason. There's a reason why you... Okay, there's always a reason, you
for
feel.
Sure,
so that's
sure,
that's
sure.
How I used to be. I hope I'm still not the same, man. Because,
yeah.
Every time I got to a point where I'm like, when I got to a point of festivity, when I got mad or whatever, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Even my daughter, I don't even want to hold her, you feel.
Yeah.
But Miss Dowie, to be specific, it was like, bruh. Miss Dowie's brother was like, bruh, BM, this is the same. This guy, he told me I'm soft in life. Soft life.
I didn't
soft
say life. That. Yeah.
Yeah, his brother, Miss Dowie's brother said that. He said, you are soft. He just said that, eh? And then there was a point where I was in the shower. I was showering. All of a sudden, I just get in this zone. I'm like, I'm soft, eh? Like, I'm soft, dog. There's things I complain to them about.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, the response you get from your boys, real boys. You can see what is coming from the heart. They're trying to be positive, but you can still see what it is.
But they have to. You're the cash cow. Without you, they don't
make
money.
I know, like... There's some things I've complained about to them that I had to go back. I'm like, I was soft. I was being a lady. So like now, but I'm hard now. I have a hard heart.
You see, Maggie, these things happen with influencers and actors in specific and people who have an eye on, because you see, how can I say it? Depressed. When you break it down, it's like what depressed is like depressed. You need depressed. And this is what I always tell him.
Damn,
you need
bro.
Deep rest from the character that you've been trying to play in life. That's
and
why
one,
you're depressed. You
said,
feel the pressure
said,
from
all
angles.
When you have, you change of routine. You know, when you wake up, you sleep, you
and
then you get to a point where you're like pissed or whatever.
Yeah, and it's the same.
He said you change your routine.
Yeah.
That's what I did. Not yet. I'll do it. Just change your routine. Things will change.
I know you don't want to talk about this, but I got to ask. Do you plan on reconciling with your dad at any point?
How old are you, though?
Old enough to be your dad.
So you are saying I'm your nut? Bro, what keeps falling, bro?
No, it's my it is falling again, yeah.
But it's nuts falling. me and my dad, we talk. It's not like back then.
Oh, you guys talk now?
Beautiful. Mm.
Dope.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, he's my god. He's my god.
Yeah.
at the end of the day, bro, you have beef with your child and they decide to go their own route. At the end of the day, you are the reason that on earth.
Yes. True. And it's family at the end of the day.
That's what I have to like.
Alright, cool. On a lighter note, we're gonna play a game, right? It's called One Must Go. I'm gonna give you two artists.
I've seen this, bro.
Yeah.
let's play food. One Must Go, like chicken legs.
Peanut butter.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly.
Biltong.
Biltong on castan. I've seen this game. With that.
Let's go. You ready?
Yeah, but I'm a comedian.
Let's go, man. Trevor Noah, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Noah. What? Trevor Noah.
Must go.
What do you mean?
No, which one you pick?
Yeah, which
I picked Trevor Noah.
Yeah, he picked Trevor Noah.
So Kevin Hart must go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, he has much.
I mean, Trevor Noah announced
Noah,
me on stage at the Grammys, so why would he go?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
The day Trevor calls you, are you gonna lose your shit?
It's happening.
It's happening, dog.
Bro.
You know, like. As much as, you know, when you meet somebody you used to look up to back then, or you used to listen to the music, and you have to play it cool.
Yeah.
That's me every time, right? I'm like, inside the heart is like, hey. But I'm like, no, I appreciate it, man.
And when we're going to... When we're going to America, dog?
Hmm?
When we're going to America?
Next year.
Next year, ne?
Yeah.
I see you killing America, dog. Don't you so?
Yeah, you'd kill it, bro.
You made for Hollywood, bro.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time, man.
Bro, definitely.
I think right now your brain is probably in Hollywood already. It's just location that needs to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we'll change it. We'll soon.
Yeah. But don't forget us when you're there now.
Bruh.
Eh?
Never forget a place called home. What's wrong with you, bruh?
Nice
one.
Nigga, got it now. What was I trying to say? Yeah, like, don't force it, eh?
Yeah, what?
If, like, I'm trying to fly to Hollywood and there's, like, delay of flight, we try to buy another ticket same day, there's that delay of flight, it's because, you know, ancestors or whatever saying, not now, my guy.
Yeah.
Because even back in 2019, there was a friend of mine, there's a friend of mine in Botswana, he used to tell me, go to SA. You know, I've been to SA a couple of times, but the energies I used to feel then, it was not like now.
Oh, wow.
It was a sign or not now. Wait
what
for it.
What energies are you feeling?
Like being kidnapped.
Oh.
You got kidnapped?
You lying there. You didn't get kidnapped, right?
No, not like energies, bro. You can't be specific on any. It's the same as what he was saying. Like, if you want us to work,
the vibe needs to go well together.
That's what I was going through. Like,
Nasty C, Aries.
Nasty C.
It's gotta go.
Nasty C stays, bro.
Yo, since way back. Nasty C.
He bro, loves you Nasty know how. C. Ah, yeah, that's how I'm I say, like. Bro, when Nasty C dropped, what is it? Juice Bag.
Yeah.
Not the remix, the original.
Yeah.
Like 3 days after he dropped it on the video on YouTube. But I was there, bruh.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I've been since, what it was, what, 2016, right?
Yeah.
That's when Nasty came on, around those times.
Yeah.
Bruh. Yeah, Ilan Chabani. Like, I know Nasty C more than...
You're nuts.
I know Nasty C more than somebody who interviews him.
Oh, Yeah. Dude, is it crazy? Do you like walk in and say hi and then people just love? Because I feel it's like that with him. You could just say hi and people would love.
Yeah
every time. Every
and
time they
say
laugh.
Hi, let's see.
But I long came here. I've been here with you for like. We've been here for like an hour. Even if I say hi, you.
And then if when you are fighting with the woman and it's serious, and you pull one of your faces. Hey, dog, I'd laugh, dog. If I'm dating him, right?
Yeah.
And we're fighting.
Yo, brother. Even Elio was saying, fuck me. I was like.
Let that slide, right? But not this
I
time.
Let it slide, but now.
Now it's like.
He's trying to come through the back door like.
He likes making on G's.
No, but at least
you know what I'm saying. Mm. So imagine when you're arguing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But this is.
But I can show you. I can show you a serious face. If like it's real, real. Like I show you the other side. It's not a threat, on. Just I show you the dark side. Cause I like the thug is always behind me.
Yeah.
By all means, I keep telling him, no, back up, I got this. But he keeps saying, let me out, nigga.
So we can have a serious fight if we're dating. We can have a serious fight.
I mean, that will never happen. First things first.
I remember because you know Jim Carrey got divorced.
Yeah.
Because his wife complained
if
that
we were dating. What?
His wife complained that every time they got into a fight, he could never be serious.
Oh,
he'd always put those faces, Jim Carrey. So she got pissed and she's like, I'm out of here. And he's like, deuces. Anyway, next, speaking about comedians, Mashabela Mpo Pops.
One Mashabela stays.
Mashabela stays.
Because I know Mashabela, I don't know the other guy.
Oh, you don't know Mpo Pops?
Mpo Pops.
Mpo Pops. Is this having a comedian?
I know, obviously, South African.
Trevor Gumbi? Do you know Trevor Gumbi?
Yes.
Loisa Kola?
You know, Willem Last? You know that? You know? No, Mashabela stays.
Skumba? Do you know Skumba?
I know Skumba.
Yeah.
Skumba. He works at a radio station, Agrestel.
Yes. Kaya, I know him. Yes. Celeste Ntuli? She's fucking funny.
Oh, she's funny.
Yo, you guys in the room together.
You interview again?
Yeah. Last week.
The one you were asking her if she. What were you asking her? I was like, hey, let me. This thing is nice. What did you ask about? What were you asking?
I don't know. I asked her so many things.
I think
things.
It's the orgasm thingy.
Is it the orgasm? Is it the orgasm?
That's what made me watch. Like I was on TikTok. I was back at home. I was watching.
So you do orgasms?
Like I was watching the video, and then when she said that, I reduced the volume quick. Like, let me see this shit. Don't put the headset on, but that thing is like, bruh, I needed more of that thing. Like you know when you watch something, it's nice. You're like, I wish she did.
I think he's talking about Colin Farrell, dog. He's not talking about Celeste.
Hey, tell him about the girl who put the dildo in the mouth.
Yo.
Hey, what? I'm trying to describe it.
She put the dildo life here.
Yeah.
Right on this chair.
No, he's talking about Celeste.
Down, yo, bruh. Where's my phone, bruh? You send me the link, eh? Bruh, what inch was the dildo, bruh?
Nah, I wasn't too big.
Inch. Slightly biggish, bro. Come on.
Inch.
It's bigger than Mike. Big as the mic, yeah.
Hey, la.
Yes. Bruh, yeah.
Professionals, eh?
Yeah.
You have a number?
Comedy music, what must go?
I don't want you have to kill me, bro.
I saw it.
You can't.
It's a tough one, no?
You can't.
Yeah.
Because there's people who like my comedy, they don't like my music. There's people who like my music, they don't like the other.
Yeah,
because the first thing I saw you guys saying, you saying the video you were talking, the thing though, you were like, yeah, he's comedy, but. His music, bruh.
Yeah, I dig your music.
But it's not about me saying what people say, what they like the most. Let me go with it.
Sure.
It's me. It's my heart. My heart is like, it's like both my children. You can't let them go.
True.
Just kill me, bruh.
Bro, would I be correct in saying you started, like, I've seen a lot of creatives, especially online, are now doing this whole comedy and they... And then fusing it with music.
Oh, yes.
Like Robert Boyd.
I saw something this week.
So are you the godfather of that? He's the godfather of that,
no? I haven't seen anyone else do it.
You said it yourself. Yeah,
who did it first? Robert Boyd or him?
No. Kevin Hart once did it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah?
The thing is do whatever you want, you feel. Yeah. Now I can't judge you saying, why are you doing the same things I'm doing? I started comedy and then you started doing music like me. Do what you want. Do what you feel like will put food on the table, you feel.
Yeah, there's a lot of rappers that should be comedians, actually.
Why?
Because they pop.
Pop and Bri.
Pop and Bri.
Yo.
What would you choose, Pop or Bri?
It's the same. It's a meal.
One must go.
Come on.
Why are you fighting, bruh? It's fucking bruh. It's like brother and sister.
Yeah.
Tomato sauce and mayonnaise.
Yeah.
You can't choose one. Imagine you eat pap. Ah, bruh. They come in together, bruh.
So, Pitiko, you got a question you're gonna ask him, bro?
Nah. There's a lyric that confuses me. It's on the song you did for your daughter, right? I know they're all for your daughter, but it's, you say this, you're talking to her throughout the song, and you say, this is why your granny doesn't like me. Who are you talking about
there?
Because in the same album.
That's a deep one, my God.
Is it the close-up baby mama's mama? Because it can't be your mom. I mean, you wrote a song for your mom.
Yo, is the pizza, bro.
Huh? It's on Uber Go. It might take a while.
Yeah.
Is it weird when
yeah.
It's weird when you don't want to answer a question.
Yeah, man. And I mean, it's in the music, food, man, you know?
Yeah.
It's in the music. So as fans, we are curious.
Okay.
William pours his heart into music, like, exactly. You know what I'm saying? This is how he releases the...
Yeah. When you listen, all my songs, no cap.
Yeah.
Like Casper was saying the pressure, your head is too big for the cap.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, you like the pressure?
Eh, la. Ah, this one is too much, though.
Yeah.
Nah, this one is too much talk.
Yeah.
Respect to Casper.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know, with my music, bro, I don't lie, you feel?
For sure.
Yeah.
I tell everything like it is. And if I tell everything like it is and you get mad, whoever you are, it's up to you. Whatever you did to me. Like it's
but he's not mad. He's just asking.
I'm not talking about him.
Oh, okay.
What he was asking about or whatever he wants to ask about.
Yeah.
If he's concerned about it. It's cause it happened or it's something that I went through. Fact.
Okay.
That's why people they're like, music is easy. I think it's a sort of
escapism.
It's a good, yeah. That's where I escape my pain.
Yeah.
That's the only place I escape
talks
my
his
pain.
Truth. It's not about I have this on my.
I don't talk about what yo. I got 9 girls in the band, and then when you get in the band, there's nobody. In the No care, bruh. You feel? Cause music, bruh, is first thing of, like, if somebody from a different country wants to know you, first thing of communication is a song. If yeah. you're a rapper, be honest, bruh. Why are we capping? First things first. Why are you capping?
And that's why your music always lands, bro.
Yeah, dog. Mm. And you know, like it's a blessing in disguise that I had to go through what I had to go through. My childhood till now.
Because
even now, there's still some stuff that's still happening that I'm like, bruh, there's like lyrics. Like I literally write every 3 days.
Yeah.
Or I get a line every 3 days.
Because comedy came through pain at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? He embraced the things that people were laughing about.
Sometimes when you watch
Maharaj, hey.
By the way, I'm from Libya, guys. Come on, I'm from Libya, guys.
But sometimes when you watch my funny clips, sometimes just watch deeply. Don't just watch to laugh. Sometimes just watch deeply. Go into the message. It's always that message.
Mm. But that's what comedy is about.
Yeah, comedy. Everybody, when you say comedy, everybody's like, "Who? I can't wait to break a bone, break a rib." There's always.
But I'm saying there's always truth in comedy.
Mm.
Yes, it's funny and there's punchlines, but there's always a truth.
Always the funniest
always,
comedian.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. I'm a dog. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, man.
Dog, can I say something, dog?
Yeah, what do you want to say?
Bruh, this has been a vibe, dog.
Yeah, thank you, man.
It's too much. Been a vibe, dog. Like,
it's too much. Since we entered, honestly, the vibe was correct.
No, we love you guys. You guys, I mean, dude,
likewise,
you like
DP
Dimpopo that went to private
school. Hey.
No, so we love you, bro.
what?
Oh, yeah,
oh
yeah,
DP Dimpopo. Oh, yeah. From Limpopo, eh? Where is he from? No, I know
character.
Deep in Limpopo. We we used to talk.
Yeah, dope.
Yes.
Yeah, like when I was, we used to watch him back at school. You know, like he was.
That's what I'm saying. You went to private school because now you're taking it to another level.
Thank you so much. Yo, dog. Big shout out to Meg G and
Sol Penduka.
Hela. So, hey, big shout out to Mac G and Soul Panduka, bruh. I appreciate you guys calling me here.
Yeah, man.
As much as somebody with my level, I'm not trying to be proud or anything.
Yeah.
Somebody with my level would be like, ah, oh, no, thanks. Now I appreciate everything that happens to me, though. So, man, a big shout out to you guys, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
from the start when you guys did the Tinto video,
yes.
I've been watching your show.
Oh, yeah.
I've been watching your stuff.
Yeah,
man.
Big
shout out, even your team here.
Yeah.
Big shout out to you guys. And this is not the last time.
No. We're going to come out to Botswana and do a show there, bro.
Yes.
For real?
Yeah. We'll come through, man.
Yeah, bless, man.
Yeah.
Big shout out to everybody. Don't forget to search the artist we were talking about from Botswana, ATR, Benti, Vis-a-View, everybody.
Have even the awards now. He's nominated for South African.
Yeah, awards. I'm nominated for the South African Hip Hop Awards 100%. For Best International Act, and then for the ACE Awards for Best Social Media Comedian.
Yeah.
So just go on the websites and vote for the boy.
Yeah.
When are you releasing this?
Next week, the week after,
In the next 2 weeks, bro.
Yeah.
If they drop it before the voting lines closes, vote.
If after, they drop it congratulations, after, William.
Thank you so much for the support. Big shout out to you guys, man. God bless.
In closing, man, what do you want to be remembered as? No, I'm saying in closing, because we always ask all our guests this. What do you want to be remembered as, you know, when it's all said and done?
When it's all said and done. Where's that line coming from?
No, it's not a line.
It's from a hip-hop line, though.
No. It's just when it's all said and done, that's all.
Yeah, what do we say? What are you saying? What are you asking?
What do you want to be remembered as?
A legend.
Nah.
A legend. I want them to put me in the history books. I don't want to tell them to put me. I want to be, dog. I want, like, when I'm not here anymore, when people say William Last, before they get to the KRM, there's already tears flowing. Mm. That nigga changed everything, dog. You feel?
Yeah.
But I want, when people even see my daughter, they like, respect.
Mm.
Not because you have followers on it. Respect. Damn, you're dead, bro. Yeah. Respect.
Mm.
Just remember as a legend.
Remembered as a good memory. You know, like once you realize that what you do in this life is more important than who you are, this is when you awaken yourself to what life is really about. You know what I'm saying?
And how just do you want to be remembered?
When you remember me, you get a smile.
Yeah, dog.
How do you want to be remembered as?
Make my
director Mo.
How would I be? I would be remembered as just a good memory. When you remember me, you just smile. That's
for my own end.
Said
like,
he put an impact.
To be. Him and the whole team, I want him to be remembered as a team who saved William from coffin.
Yeah. Oh, I love
that. We appreciate William more than
and whoever writes a book about me, I want him or her to include that.
Yeah. Fuck, I love that, man. How's the movie coming? Are you guys finished shooting the movie?
We were doing an individual. We shot an episode, individually, just him. He sponsored it and we shot it. 24 minutes, but this is just we want to propose it to whoever can have the muscles to make it something big, you know what I'm saying, internationally.
Nice.
Because William is not, people say he's a comedian, he's not a comedian. You can't say he's a comedian or he's an artist. He's an entertainer, that's it.
You can't be boxing people, man.
Not in 2021.
Exactly. Yes, 2021,
like water, you can fit in any container.
Yeah. Alright, man.
That's nice line, bro. I'll put that on my
like cooking oil.
I'll put that line on my one of my songs.
No, you must get him to do the interviews. Get a clone of yourself and then he answers the question. We are here, man. Podcast and chill. We are here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.